When you're the smallest boy in the group, sometimes it can be pretty rugged. And those older guys can really make you feel left out of things. But sometimes you manage to turn the tables and get the better of your tormentor. And that's our story tonight on Leave It to Beaver.
Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
What are the boys doing today?
Wally and the Beaver are going to the movies with Eddie Haskell. I can't help it. I just don't like that boy.
Well, you have to admit he has good manners.
It's just it. I don't mind him being polite, but he's polite in such a sneaky way.
Well, I don't forget he's a bad kid.
Why, Mom, we're going.
Yeah, Mom, we're going.
Hello, Eddie.
How do you do, Mr. Cleaver? Gee, Mrs. Cleaver, you even look pretty in an apron.
Thank you very much, Eddie.
Dad, could we each have a dollar?
Yeah, I guess so. Be sure and bring the change back.
What movie are you boys going to?
Two good ones, Mrs. Cleaver. Massacre at Blood River and Voodoo Curse.
Massacre at Blood River and Voodoo Curse? Oh, I don't think so. Isn't there something better you boys can see? I noticed in the paper that Pinocchio's playing at the Valencia. Now, you haven't seen that, and that's a wonderful picture for children.
Voodoo Curse is a wonderful picture for children, too.
Gee, Mom, everybody's seen it but us. We don't want to be a bunch of creeps.
It was shot in Haiti, Mrs. Cleaver. It's real educational.
Yes, I'm sure of that, Eddie. Wally, I'm sorry, but I want you to promise me that you won't take the Beaver to see Voodoo Curse.
Well, all right, I promise.
I'll see that he doesn't, Mrs. Cleaver.
Yes, well, thank you, Eddie.
Hey, you guys, don't forget my change.
Yeah, okay.
You know something?
What?
You're a real mean mother.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, seriously, I don't see anything so wrong with the boy saying Voodoo Curse.
Ward, you know how impressionable a Beaver is. Why, he went to see that jungle picture and he got us up at 3 o'clock in the morning and said there was a lion in his closet.
Yeah, but you got up to check and there wasn't any lion. June, I saw hundreds of horror pictures when I was a kid. I read Dracula 4 times. I even had my own subscription to Weird Tales magazine.
Well, I don't think children as young as the Beaver should be exposed to pictures that frighten them. Now, it may be all right, but on the other hand, it might leave permanent scars.
Well, come on, let's go get our tickets.
Wait a minute, Eddie. We just walked over with you. Me and the Beaver are going to the Valencia. You were there. I promised my mom I wouldn't take Beaver to Voodoo Curse.
Look, you promised you wouldn't take the Beaver. Did he promise he wouldn't take you?
No.
All right, then give him the money and let him take you.
But the whole thing is, Mom doesn't want Beaver to see the picture.
How are you supposed to know that? You're not supposed to be that smart. They're grown up. You're only a kid.
Gee, I don't know about this, Eddie.
Look, you got him on a technicality. I do this to my mother all the time. That's how I got my BB gun. Now give Beaver the money and let him take you.
Well, I guess it's okay that way.
Sure, give him the money.
Hey, you think there's a poster in front of the Valencia advertising Pinocchio?
Sure, why?
Well, after we get out of here, me and the Beaver are going over to look at the poster.
What do you want to do that for?
Well, it'll help a little if they ask us if we saw Pinocchio.
Boy, I hope I'm as smart as you guys are when I grow up.
And now, powers of darkness and black voodoo magic, come to me. And as this pin pierces the image of my enemy, let it pierce his body and bring to him the torture of slow death.
Wally!
And now, my enemy. me, you will feel pain. You will sicken and die.
Boys will be home soon. I better start dinner. What's in the paper?
Same thing that's in the paper every Saturday. Half the football scores. They take you right up to the third quarter, then leave you hanging until Sunday morning.
Well, why didn't you write them about starting the games earlier?
June, you can... It's a good idea.
Of course, it's a wonderful idea. Any Saturday afternoon, you wouldn't be upset. Hello? Yes, this is Mrs. Cleaver. Oh, hello, Eddie. No, the boys aren't home yet.
Oh, well, one of the kids at school is an usher, and he found Beaver's cap in the movies, and then he called me. I knew you'd be anxious about a nice cap like that.
Yes, well, thank you very much. Where's the cap now?
It's in the manager's office at the Globe Theater.
Well, thank you, Eddie. Goodbye.
Eddie Haskell?
Uh-huh. Beaver left his cap over at the Globe Theater. That's funny. I thought Pinocchio was at the Valencia.
Yeah, I thought Voodoo Curse was at the Globe. Well, Eddie probably just got mixed up.
Yes. The boys wouldn't deliberately disobey us. I think we can trust them that much, can't we?
Oh, sure we can.
What are you doing?
I'm looking up at Valencia.
Voodoo Curse, Globe Theater.
Boys, you haven't told us how you enjoyed the movie this afternoon.
Oh, great, Dad.
Yeah, oh, great, Dad.
Let's see now, the name of that picture, Oh, Pinocchio, wasn't it?
Yeah, Dad. We saw the Pinocchio picture.
What was it about?
It was about Pinocchio.
Yeah, that was his name.
Well, what happened?
He has adventures.
What kind of adventures?
You know, all kind.
Suppose you tell us about the picture, Beaver.
Well, there was a big man sitting in front of me. I didn't see very much.
Well, you must have seen some of the picture, fellows. Tell me, how did you like the part where Pinocchio was swallowed by the whale?
I think I was out getting popcorn then.
You know, it's funny. I saw that picture years ago, and yet I remember it so vividly. It's about a little boy whose nose grew and grew every time he told a lie.
Boys, Eddie Haskell phoned this evening just before supper. He said you left your cap at the movies, Beaver.
Oh, yeah, I guess I did.
You know, the thing that puzzled your mother and me was how if you boys were at the Valencia saying Pinocchio, you could have lost your cap at the Globe, Beaver.
Well, how could I have done that, Wally?
Oh, gee, Dad, maybe he ran out of popcorn at the Valencia and Beaver and I went over to the Globe to... No?
No.
Wally, I'm very disappointed in you. Now, didn't you promise me that you wouldn't take the Beaver to see Voodoo Curse?
I didn't break my promise, Mom. I didn't take the Beaver. He took me.
Yeah, Wally gave me the money and I took him.
Wally, you're old enough to know the difference between right and wrong. Did you or did you not break your promise to your mother?
Yeah, I guess I did.
Well, I think you boys had better go on up to your room now and stay there the rest of this evening and all day tomorrow.
Yeah, I guess we'd better, Dad. Mom, I'm awful sorry.
Eddie Haskell made us do it, Mom.
No, he didn't, Beaver. We did it ourselves.
Well, I'm glad you realize that.
I'm sorry, Mom.
I'm sorry too, Mom.
Well, I think there's some hope for them.
I think so, too.
You know, I never did like that Eddie much. Now I hate him worse than ever.
Yeah, he is kind of a miserable guy. You know, I wouldn't like him at all if he wasn't my best friend.
Yeah, he's always picking on me. But I fixed him real good this morning.
What do you mean you fixed him real good?
If I show you, you promise you won't tell nobody?
Sure, I promise.
This isn't the kind of promise you make, Mom, is it?
No. What did you do to him? Hey, what's all this?
Don't you get it, Wally? It's a voodoo curse. Just like in the picture. I stuck the pin in case the nail don't get him. What are you laughing at, Wally? I said the words just like the witch doctor before I gave him the words.
Are you kidding, Beaver? How could you fall for such stuff? There's no such thing as a voodoo curse.
Maybe not. But I sure had a lot of fun doing it, though.
Oh, boys.
Good morning, Mrs. Rayburn.
Good morning, Mrs. Rayburn.
Good morning, Theodore. Wally, I want you to take a message to your teacher. Tell her that Eddie Haskell's mother called, and he'll be absent for a day or two.
Is there something wrong with Eddie?
Yeah, is there something wrong with Eddie?
Well, apparently he's ill. Whatever it is, came on him quite suddenly over the weekend. Thank you, Wally.
Hey, aren't you in bed yet?
Wally, what if Eddie dies? Will they give me the electric chair?
Sure, they got a little seat they put on for kids. Just like they got in the barbershop.
Wally, stop teasing me. I'm really worried about putting the voodoo curse on Eddie.
You didn't put any voodoo curse on him. I told you before there's no such thing.
It's funny it didn't happen until after I stuck the pin in him.
For the last time, there's no such thing as a voodoo curse. And anyway, you'd have to be a genuine witch doctor to make it work.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Wally. I sure hope you're right, Wally. Eddie, please get well.
Eddie, you don't have a temperature.
Doctor says you can go back to school tomorrow, son.
Not the way I feel. Let him go to school.
Well, I must get to the office. Feel better, son?
Mom, I ache all over. Look at my tongue.
Doesn't look too good. Dear, do you feel well enough to see Beaver Cleaver? Shall I tell him to go away?
Yeah, I guess I could see one of the guys.
You can come in now.
Hi, kid.
Hi, Eddie. How do you feel?
Awful.
Don't stay too long.
Did she go downstairs?
Yeah, she went downstairs.
What's the idea of the flowers? Why didn't you bring me something I could eat?
Gee, Eddie, all of a sudden you don't look sick anymore.
Are you kidding? I'm not sick. Just didn't feel like going to school. I'm putting on the act.
No kidding, Eddie? You're not sick at all? No place?
Of course not. I do this all the time. My mother always falls for it.
Don't you even have a pain in your stomach? Right here?
Nah.
How about up here?
I don't have a pain anywhere except a pain in the neck since you came in. Hey, how come all of a sudden you're worried about me?
Well, when I heard you were sick, I thought it was working.
What was working?
The voodoo curse I put on you.
You put a voodoo curse on me?
Yeah, I took a doll, I put a nail on it, and then I put a pin in it, just like in the picture.
You little dope. What did you do that for?
Because I don't like you. Nobody likes you, Eddie. Not even Wally, and he's your best friend. No fooling? Yeah, and you got us in trouble about the movies.
Voodoo curse. You must be crazy to think a thing like that would work. Hey, where did you stick the pins?
I stuck the pin right here and the nail right there.
What a crazy thing to do.
I'm glad it's not working. I don't like you very much, but I'd feel kind of bad if you died.
Why don't you get out of here?
Okay. So long, Eddie.
George, come on in.
Evening, Ward.
Who is it, dear?
Oh, it's George Haskell. Well, won't you sit down, George?
No, thank you. I'm going to be very brief and to the point. It's about my Eddie and your boy, I believe the kids call him Gopher?
Beaver.
Beaver, yes.
What's he done?
Ward, you know me fairly well. You've known me as a level-headed, conservative fella. Right?
Right.
Right. Ward, your beaver has put a voodoo curse on my Eddie.
Well, have you called in a good witch doctor yet?
Ward, I'm just giving you the facts. One, Eddie's in great pain. In his stomach and his chest. Two, the doctor says that there's nothing wrong with him, but he can see. Three, your beaver has made a black magic doll and stuck pins in it.
Well, it must be some kind of a joke, George.
Well, it's no joke to me or to Eddie's mother.
So, well, we'd better do something about that, huh? Excuse me, George.
Thought maybe you and George would like a cup of coffee. Where are you going?
I'm going to see if Beaver put a voodoo curse on Eddie.
Oh. Well, George, would you like a cup of coffee?
I believe not.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Hi. Beaver, Mr. Haskell is downstairs, and he's pretty upset. Did you get a doll of Eddie and stick pins in it?
I got it right here, Dad.
Good gosh, Beaver. Beaver, did you ever do anything like this before?
No, this is my first time. I guess that's why it didn't work.
I told him it was silly, Dad.
Is there something wrong with Daddy? He was all right this afternoon.
Yes, it seems he has pains in his chest and stomach.
How could he be sick, Dad? I took the pin and the nail out and then cursed him.
Well, we'll talk about that later. Right now, I think I'd better get back downstairs and see what I can do about calming Mr. Haskell down.
George, I just can't believe this. The Beaver's such a sweet little fellow. Why, he likes everybody. Even Eddie. I mean, he likes everybody.
Well?
I was just telling George here that the Beaver wouldn't think of doing anything like this.
Yes, well, it seems he did stick some pins in a doll.
Then it's true. What are you going to do about this, Ward?
Wait a minute, George. Let's be sensible about this. We're both adults. We know there's no such thing as black magic.
I don't know about these things. But the fact remains that Eddie has pains in his stomach and in his chest.
But then they must be psychological pains, George. Look, you see, Eddie believed it would work, so it worked. That's the whole secret of the witch doctor's power.
You seem to know a great deal about this subject.
Yeah, I've read a little about it.
I'm sure you have. Your son must have picked it up somewhere, and it's not in the school curriculum.
George, the whole thing came from a picture the boy saw.
Look, George, let's keep our feet on the ground. These pains of Eddie's are in his mind.
No, they're not. They're in his stomach and in his chest, and I expect you to do something about it. Well, and don't ask me what. Good night. Good night, Joan.
Yes, George, and say hello to Agnes for me.
Yeah.
Well, you may have something there, Agnes. Well, I'm so glad to hear that Eddie's back on his feet. Thanks for calling. Goodbye. Hi.
Hello, dear.
That was Agnes Haskell. Eddie's feeling fine again.
Oh, yeah, I thought he would be. How long before dinner?
About 10 minutes. How were you so sure that Eddie was going to be all right?
Oh, I told you I'd take care of it, and I did. I had a little talk with Beaver last night.
Well, what did the Beaver say to Eddie that cured him?
Well, June, I told you I'd read a little on the subject, So I sent the Beaver over with a genuine voodoo curse remover.
Oh, boy. A voodoo curse remover?
Well, sure. You can find the ingredients for that in any good black magic cookbook.
What's in it?
Well, you take 3 worms from the backyard, 4 hairs from a dog's tail, 6 toadstools picked in the light of the moon, 2 hairs from a small boy's head. That hurt the Beaver a little bit, but I figured he had it coming to him. And you put all of the ingredients in a Bull Durham sack, and you pass it 6 times over the victim's body. And I told the Beaver that he could recite any magic words that came to mind.
Oh, Ward. It's wonderful having a practicing witch doctor in the family when you need him.
Hey, June, you know that drive in the country I was talking about last Saturday? What do you say we try it again today?
Eddie Haskell's upstairs. Boys are going to the movies again.
Eddie Haskell. You think I ought to drop a few gentle hints to the boys that maybe Eddie Haskell is not the ideal American youth?
Oh, honey, that's the worst thing you can do. Let them find out for themselves. They will soon enough.
Hey, fellas, let's go to the Globe again this week. They got a couple great pictures. Monsters from Outer Space and The Thing That Creeps.
Look, Eddie, we told you before. Mom doesn't want me taking Beaver to those kind of pictures.
What's the matter with you guys? You would never catch me listening to my parents. I never do.
Yeah, Eddie. Well, maybe that's why you're such a miserable creep. I don't care where you're going, but me and the Beaver are going to the Valencia. Come on, Beav. Bye, Mom. Bye, Dad.
Bye, Mom. Bye, Dad.
Where are you boys going?
To Valencia.
To see Pinocchio.
Goodbye, Mrs. Cleaver. Goodbye, Mr. Cleaver.
Bye, Eddie.
Eddie, aren't you going to movies with the boys?
Well, I wasn't, but I guess I will go to the Valencia. I think that's what my parents would like.
Well, looks like there might be some hope for Eddie, too, huh?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.